as Bateman is trying to do.
Label Exhibit A with today's date. Do you guys have any questions?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve Exhibit A, date 12/6/21.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
The next set of abatements I have is abatement numbers 209, 265, 210, 238, 211, 127, 212, 179. These are erroneous assessments on the one ending in 265, removed structure 3 because it was a well house, and dropped structure 2 to 35% condition because it's being used as a storage and is unavailable at this time. On the one ending in 238, removed structure 1, utility. It's a well house, and changed residence back to mobile home and updated build year for, I'm not sure what the STRS 3-4 is, and but they moved it back to being a mobile home instead of a stick-built home. And the one that's ending in 127, BOE, clerical error, somehow doubled the value. When we punched in the numbers, I don't know if this here was one that the software company software did, or if it's one that we did in the clerk's office, but we essentially just added the value to it instead of taking off the value and placing it on that one. Plus the homeowner, after they looked at it again, they found out that the home did not have as many bathrooms in it. And that's the reason why it's an erroneous assessment. On the one ending in 179, this property caught fire 6/28/21. They do have a fire report from the Forsyth Fire Department on this property, mm-hmm, as evidence.
179 would actually be under the occupancy then, but...
Say again.
179 would actually be under the occupancy then, but anyway, it is an abatement. And
let Exhibit B, move to approve Exhibit B, date 12/6/21.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And the last one is real estate paid abatements. This here is a refund. And the percentages for the property was reversed to where it should have been 25-75, the 25 to commercial and 75 to residential, where they had put the 25 to commercial, or vice versa, the best way to say it, where they flip-flopped what the 75 and 25 was supposed to be on.
Label that Exhibit C and approve Exhibit C for abatements for December 6, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that's all I have for abatements.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm still here because of the personal property add-on report.
Gotcha. Personal property abatements and add-on report for November 2021.
Move to enter into record the personal property abatements and add-on report for November of 2021.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you all. Have a good day.
You too. Board appointments. Looks like we have the first one here is for Developmental Connections, the SB 40 board. And we have three members that their terms expire December 31st, 2021.
Are they all the same terms or are they staggered? Do you know?
Same terms.
What's the end date?
Well, the beginning is different on Dr. Wilson, but the ending is the same. It's a 3-year term. I move to approve the board members for the term for Tim Connell, Brian Wilson, Chuck O'Day, January 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2024.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. The next board appointments is for the Regional Sewer Board appointment. We have one member's term expires December 31st, 2021.
Move to appoint Mark Still term 1-1 of 22 through 12-31 of 26.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Hickory Drive discussion. Yeah, just could you state your name and your address for the record, please?
Yes, sir. My name is Johnny Myers, and I live at 153 Hickory Drive, Branson, Missouri address.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you once again. And I first want to address Mr. Williams, because you had asked the question, were they going to give up the land at the end for the turnaround? And my response was that his wife had said at the time that Ms. Shasta, my helper from the state, went to the door, his wife said, we'll do anything to get that road paved. That's obviously not the case. So I come to you this morning for two things concerning Hickory Drive. Mr. Fitzpatrick, the man that owns both drives off of Hickory Drive at the very end, says that he would agree in writing it to allowing the vehicles to turn around the end of the street using his driveways. My worry would be that would be pulled at any point in time. We would be back to where we are now. Without the road paved, a 50-foot approximately long, very large dump truck comes down that street, turns around at the end every week successfully. A propane truck does the same. So I'm not worried about paving the whole road is what I'm here for today. To save taxpayer money, I'm asking for the entry to be taken care of. The entry being to the first drive on the right-hand side, which happens to have too small of a culvert that's stopped up. So like last night, perfect example, when the water came down the side of the road, it hits that culvert and it crosses the road right at the incline as you're turning into Hickory Drive. This water washes across and makes these deep gouges. And my vehicle is precious to me. I can't replace it. And when I go up there, I hit bottom most of the time, very hard. I'm afraid I'll do some serious damage. I live in that house at 153 Hickory Drive now. That's my residence. And I'm asking for this opportunity to be fruitful in the way that it would give me at least a fair entrance where I don't tear my vehicle up. And if the drain on the first drive on the right, that man has agreed to that being a cattle guard even. He says anything, just get the water to run straight down instead of crossing the road. At the entry hill is where it's crossing. So it's bad for everyone. Honestly, the mail lady told me yesterday, I don't know how much longer I can come down this road. So I need some relief, and I don't know exactly what to ask for, but taking care of the drain so it doesn't cross the hill and making the hill so that it's smooth and passable, be it chip and seal, asphalt, concrete, rock, I don't know what. Mercy, please. I need help so I can get to my own home. I'm not asking for the whole road. Just ask me, make it safe for me to get it to my home. That's all. If we don't solve the water issue, then whatever we do is going to keep washing across there. And that will make the problem continue over and over. So I think the water right there at the first drive, it makes it all the way down the hill to there. But when it gets there, it forces itself across the road. So I don't have any other solutions, and I don't know how the meeting goes at this point. But I'm just making a plea so I can get to my own house. And I would greatly appreciate your help.